You're listening to a podcast from Victory. Jesus taught us principles on judgment and discernment. Learn more about judging others in week 13 of our series, Redefined.
Welcome to our 3 o'clock service. Merry Christmas po. Okay, may Christmas lights na tayo dyan, no? This is our 13th week of the series. We're now back to our Redefined series because we had a 2-week break, remember? Okay, all access po tayo. Now we're back to our Redefined. Redefined really talked about the Sermon on the Mount of Jesus, and that's what we want to talk about today. And I think what is so amazing about the topic that we'll be talking about today is something that we can all relate to, something that is very timely, I believe, in our day and time, especially when last week, when something really rocked the social media. Okay, last week, nabalitaan niyo ba yun? When this, the birth of Sander Ford. You know, the birth of Sander Ford, really, yung pong mga hindi nakakakilala kay Sander Ford, is the death of Marlo Arizala. Now, the reason why I'm talking about this is because this guy received so much ridicule. So many memes were made about him and against him. And that he actually changed his entire face. And that is because people were just so mean to him. You know, he was bullied. Even the name of their group was bullied. Okay? Have a successful honor and talent 5. Their group. And yet, what an amazing thing about these kids are they are the type of people that wanted to reach their dreams. But they got a lot, especially Marlo Arizala received a lot of comments, a lot of memes, a lot of talagang grabe yung natanggap nitong bata na to. And I think the reason why, you know, really when you think about it, society really killed Marlo. It's all because of judgment. It's all because of condemnation. It's all because we as a nation, okay, really made this thing so popular. Okay, we live in a society which is so bipolar. No? Bipolar and double standard. And we accepted bullying and judging, especially now in the social media. You know, it becomes so popular that we think it's normal. But it's not helping us. It's not helping the nation. It's not helping people. And Marlo is one example of this. And that is why I believe that this is so timely. Yun, ito yung sabi lang niya, no? Gusto kong magbago sa akin para maging iba din ang tingin ng tao sa akin. That's all he wanted. And that is why I believe we need to talk about today, judge not. It's timely. And I would like to request everyone to please stand as we read God's word today. From Matthew, chapter 7. If you have your Bibles with you, please turn them to Matthew, chapter 7, verses 1 through 6. Now, if you have your devices, please swipe it to Matthew chapter 7. We're reading from the English Standard Version. Again, if you don't have a Bible in your devices, you can download it for free at Google Play and App Store. ESV Crossway, it's for free. You can always have a Bible in your devices. Matthew 7, verse 1 says, "Judge not, that you be not judged. For with the judgment you pronounce, you will be judged. And with the measure you use, it will be used a measure to you. Why do you see the speck that is in your brother's eye, but do not notice the log that's in your own eye? How can you say to your brother, 'Let me take the speck out of your eye,' when there is a log in your own eye? You hypocrite, first take the log out of your own eye, then you will see clearly and take the speck out of your brother's eye. Do not give dogs what is holy, and do not throw your pearls before pigs, lest they trample them underfoot and turn to attack you. This is God's word. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, we just want to thank you today. Thank you for your word. Thank you that you are here in our midst today. And we ask, Lord God, that as we study your word, may your Holy Spirit transform our minds and change our hearts. And Lord, I pray that we will not have a double standard. Help us, Lord God, to follow your rule and to follow your laws. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. You may now take your seats. You know, this verse that we just read is something that is so popular among Christians and non-Christians. Diba? This is a popular verse. When you have someone, when you have critics, when you want to silence your critics, this is the favorite verse you would use. Diba? When you just want to silence them, you can just show them, hey, the Bible says do not judge, so you have no right to judge me. Now, when you do not like people correcting you, when you do not want people telling you that what you're doing is wrong, you show them this verse. Christian ka pa naman? Judger? Diba? Because that's what we say. We like this verse. But the question is this really what Jesus is saying? Is Jesus really telling us not to judge? And this command, you know, that we just read, it's so important because this is something that we all need to understand. Okay? Now let's go to the first, you know, 3 points. I'm going to go through 3 points in this message today. The first point is this. We are not the judge. We are not the judge. All right? That's what the verse is. Okay? We are not the judge. Kasi minsan, tinasabi natin, you know, kasi inasabi ni Jesus. Diba? Let's look at the verse. It says, do not judge. That's the first thing that the verse says. But the question is, we want to ask ourselves, is this really what Jesus is saying? Is Jesus really commanding us and demanding us not to judge at all? Because we love using this. Okay, we love using it when we are, you know, when we just want to do what we want. Diba? Baka yung gusto mo lang gustong gawin, yung lang gusto mong gawin, ay gusto mong tawahimik yung mga tao, and you do not want to be corrected, you say these things. You cannot, you know, para siya, hello, who are you? Who are you to judge me? You can't see my motive. Diba? You can't see why I love him. You know, you don't know. You know, Jesus, you know, ako na, you know, si God na magja-judge sa akin. Diba? That's what we always like to say. But is this really what Jesus is saying? But Jesus is saying, though, do not judge. Do not judge. So important. Let me ask you a question. How many of you here have been judged wrongly? Raise your hands. Na judge ka na. You've been judged. Okay? Konti lang. Grabe, mabait niyo. Diba? Sometimes you get judged for doing nothing. Diba? Minsan pagka nga merong, have you ever wondered about that? Yung merong yung impression ng tao sa'yo? Ano kayong first impression nila sa'yo? Yung bago ko nakilala, have you ever thought of that? Ano kayong first impression ng tao sa'kin? No? Pag unan lang ako nakita. And then the first thing that comes out of my mouth, diba, hindi ka pa kilala, talagang nagbigla ka na nagsalita, and then English yung sinabi mo. Sabi, Arte. Arte na kagad, nag-English lang? Diba, parang, hello? And then we judge people, you know, and we're all guilty of that. And I think, you know, one way or the other, we were all guilty in mocking hashtag 5. #5 pala, hindi pala hashtag 5, #5. Diba? And that's why we still, you know, sometimes we hear the name and we still cringe. And we're still wondering, you know, he did that, he got a lot of ridicule before he was Sander Ford. Now that he's Sander Ford, he still gets the same thing. People are not done with him yet. Jesus is saying, do not judge. Because, you know, the amazing thing about the way, you know, when we judge, it is really reciprocal. You know, when you judge, it will be judged against you. You know, that's what Jesus is saying. He says, do not judge or you too will be judged. Now, let's define muna yung word na judge. Na judge is a court term which means to decide and give positive or negative verdict. So when you decide to something, when you conclude on something, when you separate something, when you decide, when you separate by picking out, okay, that's what judgment is. When you are judging people, when you give negative judgment, it means you're condemning people. And that is what Jesus is saying here. Now, Jesus, remember, is talking to the disciples. He was talking to the disciples who was following him. Again, this is still part of the Sermon on the Mount. Okay? And he was talking about, you need to understand that you need, do not judge. But this context is talking about the Pharisees and all the religious leaders. Because the religious leaders are so good at judging people. They make things very difficult for people to follow. And when we judge people, what I think Jesus is saying when we judge is we tell people what is wrong with them, but we never tell them the way out. We just point to them, you just point to them what's wrong with their lives, but we never tell them what they can do about it. That's when we judge. That's when we condemn. And that's what Jesus is saying. The question I want to ask again is Jesus really saying that we should not judge at all? I don't think Jesus is saying that at all. I don't think Jesus is saying in this command that we ought not to judge. Because all you got to do is read the entire chapter 7 and you'll find out that Jesus will tell you that you have to judge. You have to judge what is right and wrong. You have to judge for yourself. Okay? You have to judge the tree by its fruit. You have to judge. Jesus is not saying do not judge per se. Jesus is not saying blanket statement, you no longer can judge anyone at all. No, that's not what Jesus is saying. But Jesus is saying you do not judge people by condemning them. By defining them. That's what Jesus is saying. For in the same way you judge others, you will be judged. And with the measure you use, it will be measured to you. You know, when you think about it, really the reason we judge people is because we have some kind of standard. We have some kind of measurement that we use against people. We judge people according to that measure. If they don't measure up, okay, to our standard, we judge them. Tama ba yun? Diba, that's why kanina, even in worship time, you know, sometimes even in worship time, you're judging. Diba, judger ka eh. Diba, kahit nag-worship, kasi ikaw bigay ka ng worship na ganda, so kada mo, nakaganyan lang. Grabe naman itong tao na ito. Ang haba ng mukha, nasa simbahan. Diba? And we judge. And why? Because we have a measurement. We have a standard that we put on people. What are those standards? Okay, minsan po yung measurement natin is we measure them by the words they say. Di ba? Or by their action. Imagine mo lang, pagka yung mga tao, pagka medyo may magandang lalaki, may matipuno, tas may tato. Di ba? Ang tawag sa kanila, astig. Pero pagka hindi masyadong gwapo, adik yan. Standard kay. You're using a different standard. Right? Punta kang parking. May dumaang kotse ang gara. Bumaba yung mama. Ano uno mong iniisip? Yabang. Yabang kakat? Bumaba lang ng kotse? We have standards. Sometimes our standard is their school. Kung anong school yung galing. Huh? Saan ka nag-aral? Ay, doon? Okay. And then we judge people. Earlier this afternoon at 1 o'clock service, my oldest brother was with me. Visited me for the first time. Again, I was telling people, di ba pagka nasa isip mo, pagka police, ha? Police? Masasama yan. Yeah? And I was just honoring him because he's a very honest policeman. He just got promoted last month. Okay, he's now an SPO4. Okay, and so I was honoring him and I was telling him, sometimes, di ba? Sometimes your profession. Ay, patong ka nag-work? Ay, itong work mo? You already have judgment on people. Sometimes kung saan province. Di ba? Ay, taga norte. Puripot yan. Di ba? May ganun ka na kagad. Hello, that's judgment. Ay, taga ano ka? Taga Bacolod? Huwag ka ayon ng kapakulod. Di ba? Talaga? Really? And we have all this standard. Pero pagka taga Manila ka, okay ka? Ganon? Diba ikaw ang standard? And so we have standard, we measure the people by our standard and sometimes even by their last name. Ano pilito mo? Baltasar? Wala naman mong kilala ng Baltasar na sika? Okay ka lang. Ano, wala ka lang. Ganun. Basta alam ko lang yung Three Kings, ano, Baltasar, di ba? Now, sometimes we judge people according, you know, that's our measurement. We measure people. We judge people. And Jesus is saying, with that same measure you use, it will be measured to you. Be careful. Because when you judge another, you don't define them. You define yourself. Akala mo lang dinidefine. No, you're not defining them. You are defining yourself when you judge people. That is why Jesus said, we should not judge. And Paul agreed with him. And when he said this in Romans chapter 2, you therefore have no excuse. You who passed on judgment on someone else. For whatever point you judge another, you are condemning yourself. Because you who pass judgment do the same thing. You're doing the same things and you're judging them. Isn't it amazing? When we judge people, especially when we judge people critical, when we're critical about people, what they're doing, the sin that they're doing, normally it's the exact same sin that you're dealing with. Except it's worse. That's why you're trying to cover up. That's why you try to point on other people's sin and not your own sin. Now, we know that God's judgment against those who do such things is based on truth. So when you, a mere human being, pass judgment on them and yet do the same things, do you think you will escape God's judgment? We judge. Yet Jesus said, do not judge. Don't be a judger. But we are so quick in judging. That's point number two. You know, Jesus understood, yes, He's commanding us not to judge, but He also understood our nature, that we are very quick. We are quick to judge people. We're very quick in judging people. We're quick to judge people. But why do we judge people? Not naisip mo naman, bakit ka nagja-judge? Well, I'll give you a few reasons. One is jealousy. You know, you're jealous because they have something new and you don't have. Parang makit ganun, ba't parang agap-yada-yada ako? Di ba that guy just bought this, you know, cell phone last night? Tapos meron na nung bagong ngayon? Parang, bakit ganun? Bakit ako hindi ko ka... You know, you get jealous. Or sometimes you judge people because you're self-righteous. Yan yung problema ng mga Pharisees. Di ba, the Pharisees were cleaning the outside of the cup but never cleaning the inside. The Pharisees will tell people what's wrong with their lives, but never point to them how to get rid of that problem. And sometimes, whether we like it or not, as Christians, we're like that. Sometimes we're so self-righteous. Pansin niyo yun? That is why it's so difficult sometimes to invite our relatives to church. Why? Because they see in us, puro tayo mga masyado tayong holy. Sila hindi. And that's why whenever we invite them to church, they say no straight away. Why? Because they see in us self-righteousness. Because we're such a judger. Sometimes really, when we judge people, it really shows our insecurity. Because we do not want people to see how weak we are. So we try to cover that up. But really, all in all, you can summarize this with one word. It's really the problem with pride. Because we're proud. We're proud people. We think we know it all. Now, we think our way is always the right way. We think our way is the only way. And whenever you think that way, okay, whenever you think that your way is the only way in doing things, I want you to look at your hands. Okay, tingnan mo yung palad mo. Kung may butas. Pag walang butas, hindi ikaw ang rama. Only Jesus is the way. Okay? Your way might be wrong. So, don't always insist on that. Kasi minsan feeling natin, tayo lagi tama. And even among Christians, that happens. That is why Jesus is saying, do not judge, but he also understood that we are so quick in judging people. That is why it says here in verse 3 and 4, why do you see the speck that's in your brother's eye, but do not notice the log that is in your own eye? Now this is comedy to para tong ano, para tong hindi ko alam kung napapanood niyo pa dati yung panahon nila Jeff. No? Yung Three Stooges. Di ba? Yung mga, hindi niyo na alam yun, no? Huwag natin kwento. Anyway, the comedy of all this, kasi pag binasa mo sa Tagalog, yan ang sabi, bakit nakikita mo yung puwing? Di ba yung puwing sa mata ng kaibigan ng kapatid mo, pero hindi mo nakikita yung troso sa mata mo? Can you imagine, meron ka troso sa mata, tapos nakikita mo yung puwing ng tao? That's ridiculous. You can't really do that. Because even just, you know, small Bible like this, you put it right in front of you, you can't see anything. How much more kung may troso sa mata mo? And Jesus is saying something, you know, nung siguro sinasabi ni Jesus, ito natatawa yung mga tao. Especially verse 4. Sabi ng verse 4. Sabi niya, or how can you say to your brother, let me take that speck out of your eye, when there is a log in your own eye? I mean, that's ridiculous. I mean, how do you do that? How can you actually take that wing out of that man's eye and mayroon ka troso sa mata? The truth of the matter is you can't see anything. But why are we so quick to judge? Why do we see the speck in people's eye and yet we don't see the log in our own eyes? How do you know when you do that? How do you know when you are just looking at the speck of people's eye, but you don't see the log in your own eye? Well, let me give you some thoughts. When we become so critical with other people's sin, but never deal with our own sin. Grabe naman siya. Nagawa niya yun. Naloko niya yung asawa niya, ganun? Hindi ko gagawin yun. Pero may sarili kang kasalanan, you never, you know, you could only see and you get so critical with things. You know, everywhere you go, you're always trying to find something wrong with people. Okay, you go to church, the first thing you look at is, tama ba yung mga isuot ng mga worship leader na yan? Ha? Di ba? Tama ba yun? Kami, you look great. Okay. Ang galing, may nanood sa'yo kanina eh. Nanonood doon sa likod. Sabi niya, ang galing ng worship leader. Yung pong kanyang fiance, si Dean. Anyway, bakit ba tayo napunta sa... moving forward, when you look at other people's, yung speck lang sa eyes nila, is when you get so critical. You know, you go to your parents' house, you always look for something wrong. I mean, what is wrong with this house? Okay, everywhere you go, you always try to find something wrong. And people never like you around. Notice mo? Baka nasa bahay ka, lumapasok lahat yung tao sa kwarto. Nasa sama na loob, sama na loob. Ang bihira kayo, binisita ko kayo dito. Ayun yung kausapin. Eh bakit din mang kakausapin? Yung kakausapin ka, lahat na sinasabi mo, mali. Diba? You always find wrong. Something is wrong with your light. Bakit ganyan yung ilaw nyo? Lapo. No? Lahat na lang. Yung bakit ganito ulam nyo? Ang dami. You always find something wrong. You get so critical. You see things wrong all the time. I hope and pray that whenever you are with people, they will not see you as fault finder. My prayer is that when we are with our family, they will see us as hope bearers. Hope bearers. Yes, we could point something out in their lives, but we could always show them the way out. See, what's wrong when we judge people without showing them the way out is we are condemning them. That is what Jesus is saying, do not do. What else? When we gossip about people. You know, we see the speck on other people's eyes when we gossip about it. Wait, alam mo, nakita ko gabi. Nakita ko siya. Hindi ka maniniwala kung sinong kasama mo. Gulong muna na siya. You know what the problem with gossip? The problem with gossip is that you don't give people a chance to respond to what you're telling them. Because you're not telling them. Why don't you be brave enough to go to that person and tell that person to their face? You know, I noticed that there's something wrong. I noticed this, that you're doing this. I think it's wrong. At least give them a chance. Pwede i-gossip mo lang palagi. Oh, let's pray for this guy. Let's pray for Pastor Alfred. Bakit? Kasi nakita ko po siya kahapon. Nakipag-away sa daan. Diba? You gossip. Instead of gossiping, you know, the Bible says you go to the person when you have a problem with them. That's what the Bible says. Because when you do that, you're seeing the speck in your own eyes. And not in your brother's eyes, but you do not see the log in your own eyes. Or minsan naman, pagka may dumarating na tao, parating ba lang nasa sa isip, ito na naman to. Ano na naman makikita rin ng tao na sa buhay ko. Diba, meron kang ganung klase tao? Yung, they always, you know, they love you. They love you and they want to bring correction to your life, but you don't want to hear it. You do not want hearing, you know, correction from people. Why? Because you do not want to really look at your faults. And that is, you know, when you do that, when you're not open to corrections, you're seeing the speck on other people, but you're not seeing the log in your own eyes. Or when you tell people, and you tell them, and sa isip mo, pag nakikita mo yung tao na yan, lagi nasa isip mo, hindi na magbabago yan. Ganyan na yan. Na nakilala ko, ganyan na yan. 10 taon na kami magkilala, ganyan pa rin yan. Ganyan na talaga yan. You know, when you write people off, when you tell people that they have no more hope for change, that is seeing the speck in your brother's eye, but not seeing the log in your own eye. Jesus says, when we do that, when we are critical with people, when we judge people, when we show people what is wrong with their lives and not showing them the way out, when we tell people, when we're so quick in telling people that there's no hope in their lives, that when you tell people that, you know, they will never change what we are doing, this is what Jesus said in verse 5. Pakibasa po. Hindi po ako nagsabi niyan si Jesus, ha? Huwag kayong magalit sa akin. Because that's what it is. When we are so quick in judging people, which we are very prone to do, we are all guilty of this. We're all prone to quickly judge people simply because the measurement that we use is because, you know, is their actions and their behavior and the way they dress and the way they, you know, carry themselves. Di ba? Ha? Christian yan? Worship leader yan? Bakit may earring? Lalaking tao, laki-laki ng earring. Paano maka-worship niya? Yung earring nila yung tinitingnan ko palagi. Ha? Christian yan? Bakit ganyang buhok? Shaggy. Kaya nga pinahaba ko na po ulit yung buhok ko. Para hindi na po kayo ma-offend. Di ba? Ha? Christian yan? Pastor, bakit naka-undercut? Matagal ko na pong gusto yung undercut. Hindi po talaga po pwede. Okay? Kaya nakwento ko sa inyo, di ba? Dati gusto ko po yung merong ganun dito, may iiwang ganun. Sabi sa akin ng barbero, Sir, ang bata lang po yan. Judger. Hindi mo alam kung ano ministry ko? Kids! But we're so quick in judging people, and Jesus is saying when we do that, we are being hypocritical. We're hypocrites. We're pretenders. We're actors. That's what Jesus is saying. But you know what? Amazing thing about Jesus, He commanded us not to judge, but He's aware that we are very prone in judging. And then He tells us why we shouldn't be judging, because it is hypocritical to judge people. But He also showed us a way out. He gave us a twofold command, okay, which is part of this verse. It says, first, take the log out of your own eye. Take the log out of your own eye. Now, Jesus is saying, okay, again, ito glumuliwanag na. Now, Jesus is saying that you can actually help people, but in order to help them, you need to take that log out of your own eye first. All right? But how? The question is, how do we take the log out of our own eye? How do we do that? Jesus gave us the answer in 1 John chapter 1, verse 9. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all, not some, but from all unrighteousness. That is the way to take the log out of your own eye. Okay, when we do that, when we are critical about people, again, when we are critical about people's sin, normally it's our own sin that we need to deal with. When we're critical about our family, normally it's something that we have to deal with in our own lives. And when we do that, we need to repent. We need to come before God, Lord, take this log out of my eye. Forgive me from judging people. Forgive me from condemning people. Forgive me from separating people. Forgive me for using the wrong measurement and judging them. Lord, forgive me and cleanse me so that God can take that log out of your own eye. Because Jesus is not saying that we should not care about people. Jesus, when He said, do not judge, He's not saying that we should not help our brothers who are falling into sin. That's not what Jesus is saying. He's saying, you hypocrites, okay, the first thing He says is take the log out of your own eye, and then what will happen? You will see clearly to take the speck out of your brother's eye. You will see clearly. See, Jesus is saying, as you ask God to forgive you, Lord, take this log out so that I can see clearly and help my brother. Then you'll be able to sing the song. I can see clearly now, the log is gone. Diba? It's actually, I can see clearly now that the rain is gone. But now you can see clearly now when that log is out of your own eye, then you can help people. Then you can tell people. Then you can go to your brother. You know what? I see that there's something wrong here. But the idea is not just to put them down. The idea is not to condemn. The idea is to restore them. Because that's what Galatians says later on. And it says, we are to judge with discernment. When we judge people, we need to use discernment. We don't just tell people what's wrong with them, but we need to understand, we need to discern where they're at. Discernment is the ability to decide between truth and error, right and wrong. In other words, okay, when we say discernment, it is the ability to think right. So when we judge people, we need to judge them with discernment. Jesus is not saying that we should not judge people. Jesus is not saying that we should not tell people their mistakes when there's something is wrong. But we ought to do it with discernment. Do not judge by appearances. This is Jesus talking to the religious leaders. But judge with right judgment. Judge with right judgment. With right judgment. Because again, we're so good at judging people by their appearance. We're so good at that. Diba, even among mga as preachers, sometimes we get all kinds of judgment. Yeah? Pagka nagbe-preach ka, okay, hindi ka nagjo-joke. Grabe nung pastor, itong boring. Diba? Pastor, hindi ka relevant. Diba? Pagka naman, puro story ka ng story. Ano ba naman, pastor, itong bapo naman ng preaching nito? Doon tayo, doon sa malalim. You get that all the time. And we're so good at judging appearance. We're so good at that. Because that's our measurement. But Jesus says, but judge with the right judgment. Galatians chapter 6 verse 1 says this, brothers and sisters, if someone is caught in sin, again, the idea when we judge is we, the intention is to help them. So when you see someone caught in a sin, you who live by the Spirit should restore that person gently. Say gently. You know, when you judge, you're not gently. You're not gentle. You're very harsh when we judge. But Jesus is saying, when you see, this is Paul writing, okay? He says, when you see someone caught in a sin, you who live by the Spirit should restore that person gently, but watch yourselves, or you also may be tempted. Watch yourselves, or you also may be tempted. Again, Jesus says this, okay? Do not give dogs what is holy, and throw your pearls before pigs, lest they trample underfoot and turn to attack you. Now, after talking about judgment, and then you read this verse, what does this have anything to do with judgment? I have no idea. I don't know why Matthew, of all verses, why did he put this there? I have no idea. But there are some thoughts in my mind. Again, the things that I'm going to share right now are not gospel truth. Okay, these are just ideas. Okay, we cannot be so dogmatic about this verse. But this verse could mean, okay, this verse could mean that, you know, the reason why Matthew wrote this is because Matthew is writing to the Jewish people. To the Jews, okay, dogs and pigs are unclean. They don't have anything to do with that. Okay? Ayaw nila ng crispy pata. Sayang. Sarap pa naman. Di ba? But that is the truth though. During that time, pigs are scavengers. They're dirty. They don't eat pigs. And dogs, they don't even pet dogs. Dogs were not pet during that time. Dogs were just not needed. Okay? They don't want dogs because they're dirty. They're scavengers. Now, the holy things and the pearls are things that are valuable. When you think about this, okay, it could also mean this way, that when we tell people, when we bring correction to people, we need to be discerning. Because sometimes they are not ready to accept the correction you're bringing to them. Ano nangyayari? They will turn against you. Pansin mo yan, minsan meron kang sinishare, kahit gospel na sinishare mo, sometimes if they're not ready for the gospel, they will attack you. Ayun na naman ito mga burn again na ito. Narinig niyo na yun? Di ba yung mga burn again na naman si praise the Lord? Diba? Because they're not ready. Be discerning. What you have might be true. What you're saying might be right. But if they're not ready for it, they'll trample on it, you know, on their feet and they'll attack you. That's one way of looking at this verse. Now, another way of looking at this verse is look at your neighbor. Look at the person next to you. Hindi naman mukhang pig yan, di ba? Hindi mukhang dog yan, di ba? But this verse could also mean that. This verse could also mean that we are the pigs and we are the dogs. Before we came to know the Lord, we were doing the same thing. We don't value the gospel. We don't value truth. We don't want people telling us we need Jesus. We don't want, you know, we don't like people, you know, telling us to go to church and join a victory group. We mock them. Right? Some of us here used to mock people when they're raising their hand. We mock people. And it's possible that we could also be that. So what Jesus is saying is that we need to be discerning. We need to be able to tell the time if these people are ready to receive what you have to say. If they're not ready to, you know, to receive what you have to say, just build relationship with them. Engage them. That is why we're going out. That is why we do engage the community, because we want to show people that the gospel is for everyone. Okay? So, again, to answer the question, is Jesus commanding us not to judge at all? The answer is no. Jesus actually says this, judge others. But deal with your own issues first. That is why you have to take the log out of your own eye first. You know, you can't tell people who are having trouble with porn, you know, you should stop doing that. And you yourself have a problem with that. You can tell people who are having problem with their marriage, and you tell them, you know what's wrong with your marriage is this, but you also have a problem with your own marriage. You know, if you want to counsel a business person, then you're telling person that person, you know, you should pay your taxes right, but you yourself don't pay your taxes right. You need to deal with your own issues first. So that when we deal with our own issues, when we tell people, we can show them the way out. Because we've seen the way out. Hello? We can judge others. Jesus is not saying we should not judge. Again, read the entire chapter 7 and you'll see that. Jesus will tell you, you have to judge. Which road will you take? Will you take the narrow gate or will you take the wide gate? Judge the tree by its fruit. You have to judge. You have to judge what is right and wrong. But you have to deal with your own issues first. Jesus is saying, judge others with the goal of helping them. Huwag mo lang punahin ang punahin. But you're not there to help. That is not the point. That is why Victory Group is so important. That's why in Victory Group, we do that. We have people that can actually tell you, hey bro, I see the way you treat your wife. And look at what the Bible says. The Bible says, love your wife as Christ loved the church. Are you doing that? You're so good at letting your wife submit to you. Okay, you tell her what to do every time. But you're not loving her. And you're wondering, how come my wife is not honoring, how come my wife is not submitting to me? Well, because you're not loving her. And that happens in bigger group. Okay, you will have people to tell you, to help you grow. You can judge people. As parents, hello? How many parents do we have here? Diba? We cannot not judge our children when they're doing something wrong. We can just close our eyes and say, you do your own thing. No, you can't do that. Jesus is not saying that. Jesus is saying, you help them. You know, our kids now, ibang klase na, di ba? Ibang klase yung mga kids natin ngayon. They're so much into technology. And they get so many informations and knowledge. Sometimes they don't even ask us anymore. They ask internet. They ask Google. Di ba? Google, what is this about? And our job as parents is to help them navigate and sift through things that they are getting from the internet. Hello? But that's our job. Jesus is not saying we should not judge, but we should judge with an attitude and with the goal to help. Lastly, we can judge others, but be wise in offering help to them. John 3:17 says this. 3:16 we love. We've memorized it, right? For God so loved the world. Come on, recite it with me. For God so loved the world that He gave His only Son, that whosoever... And verse 17 is also important. For God did not send His Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through Him. Jesus says we can judge according to the passage we read. And yet Jesus Himself did not judge us. Parang contradictory yata yung sinasabi mo, Pastor. Kala ko ba do not judge? Now Jesus did not judge us. Well, because Jesus used a different measurement when He judged us. You see, we judge people according to their actions and according to their behavior. Jesus' measurement is all about compassion and love. He knew that there is no way we could save ourselves. He knew that we all deserve to die and to stay in hell forever. He knew that. But He extended His grace and His mercy to us. Why? Because He is His measurement is not what we do for Him. His measurement is compassion and love. Jesus came full of grace and full of truth. I want us just to pray right now. I want to call the worship team, and I want us to sing a song, but I want us to think about what Jesus is saying in this passage. Jesus is saying, yes, you can judge, but you have to judge using the right standard and measurement. Jesus judged us with a measurement of His grace and compassion. I want us all to stand. I want us all to stand, and I want us to sing part of the song that we sang earlier. And let's just ask the Lord to minister to us.
You have my heart and I have yours. I once was lost, but now restored. Oh, you are.
We just want to thank you today. Lord, thank you for your word. Lord, thank you that your word could set us free. Lord, thank you that your word is alive and it's active. And Lord, I pray that may you just minister your word to us today. Lord, even as we think about what you have done for us on the cross, Lord, I thank you. Lord, I thank you because you did not judge us. Lord, I thank you because you did not condemn us. But Lord, you came to save us. And Lord, I pray, may we understand the magnitude of what you did for us on that cross. Lord, we could have died. We could have been there to die on that cross because we all deserve that. And yet, you chose to die on our behalf, to take our sins and pay it for us. And Lord, I pray that as we understand what you did on the cross, that we will be able, Lord, to minister to people the same way that we receive grace and mercy. The same way that we experience your compassion in our lives. You know what? Everybody's head bowed and eyes closed. I would like to pray for some people here today. Maybe you're here and maybe you've been judging. Maybe you've been a judger. And you know, you need to repent. If you've been judging people but not helping them out, but you're judging people by just condemning them and just showing them what's wrong with their lives and yet never showing them the way out. If you've been very critical with people, I'm sure that the Lord is showing you names of people and faces of people that you've been judgmental towards. And I want you to come before God right now and ask Him to forgive you. Take that log out of your own eye. Take that log out of your own eye. Come to Him right now in repentance. Ask Him to forgive you. Ask Him to forgive you, to cleanse you. If that is you, while everybody's head bowed and eyes closed, if you know in your heart that God is speaking to you, yes, I've been critical about this people. Yes, I've been critical about my mom. Yes, I've been critical about my coworker. Yes, I've been critical about this government. Yes, I've been critical about this church. If that's you, would you raise your hand? I want to pray for you. Thank you, Lord. All across this room, Lord, I pray that you would just minister to these people right now. Lord, you know exactly whom they've been critical with. Against, Lord, I pray that may you minister grace to these people. That even as they humble themselves before you right now, I ask that your grace will overwhelm them. Lord, that they would understand how great and how awesome and marvelous your love is for them. Lord, that you did not condemn them. Lord, whenever they sin against you, Lord, you don't point your finger at them, but you actually embrace them. You receive them with an open arms and say, I love you. Come to me so that I can restore you. Lord, I pray that that's the same attitude that they will have with people that they are critical with, Lord God, right now. Lord, thank you for your forgiveness. Thank you for cleansing us. Thank you for your grace, Lord. Put your hands down now. You know, another group of people I want to pray for, maybe you received a lot of judgment. Right now, you're actually hurt because people have judged you wrongly, condemned you. If that is you, while everybody's head bowed and eyes closed, I want to pray healing for you right now. Would you just raise your hand? Raise your hand. Nobody looking around. Lord, you see the hands of these people. Lord, thank you that your grace changes everything. No pain too great. No shame too deep. Lord, thank you that you are ministering grace upon grace upon grace upon grace on these people. They've been judged wrongly. Lord, I pray that they will commit themselves to you, the righteous judge, the only judge that can judge rightly, because you know the beginning to the end. You know everything in between. Lord, you know the context of what they are going through. Lord, I pray that you would heal them. I also pray, Lord God, that they would find in their hearts to forgive people who judge them. Lord, release those people right now. Forgive them right now. Say their names right now and say, I forgive these people. I do not hold this against them right now. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for your healing touch. Put your hands down now. One last group of people I want to pray for today. If you've been coming to church, but you have never really surrendered your life to Jesus, you have never really experienced His forgiveness, this is the day of your salvation. While everybody's head bowed and eyes closed, you want to receive His forgiveness. He does not condemn you. Whatever sin you have committed, Jesus is saying to you, I love you. I died for you. I'm not condemning you, but I'm forgiving you. If that's you right now, while everybody's head bowed and eyes closed, nobody looking around, if you want to surrender your life to Jesus, would you raise your hand right now so I can pray for you? Yes, I see that hand. Anyone else? Yes, I see those hands. Anyone else? Yes. Keep those hands raised. Yes, I see those hands. Anyone else? Yes, I see that hand. Anyone else? Yes, see those hands. Yes. Thank you, Lord. Now, I'm going to ask you to do something really bold. I'm going to ask all these people who are raising their hands to please come forward so I can pray with you. Please. This is not to embarrass you. It's okay, sir. It's okay to come forward. Ma'am, just come forward. It's okay. Just stay here. Stay right here. Right there. Thank you. Please. I saw a lot of hands raised. Jesus is ministering to you. He's not condemning you. He's saying, I forgive you. I cleanse you. I want you to have life to the full. That's His goal. Thank you, Lord. Come on. Make your way up to the front. All the way to the front. Come on, this way, to the side. It's okay. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Come on, let's give God a clap offering for these people. He's a great God, touching people's lives. Thank you, Lord. You know, don't be surprised. Okay, there will be people that will be standing behind you, because these are our group, Victor group leaders, and some of people who have experienced what you're experiencing right now, and they just want to help you. They want to get your names so that they could follow up on you. Is that okay? Can you just pray this simple prayer with me? Okay, pray this out loud. Say, Lord Jesus, today I thank you for dying for me. Thank you for not condemning me. Thank you for not pointing your fingers at my sin. but extending your arms open wide to receive me as your children, as your child. Lord, today, I open my heart and receive you as my Lord, as my Savior, my hope, and my anchor. Lord, thank you for your great love. Thank you for the forgiveness of my sin. And today, I make a commitment to follow you for the rest of my life. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Lord, I want to thank you for these people. Pray, Lord God, as they make this commitment today to serve you and to love you, Lord, I pray that they will experience your great love towards them. Lord, they would know that you will never condemn them, but you will always love them. Lord, I pray that you would bring people into their lives that would help them in their decision that they made today. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Let's all raise our hands. Lord, thank you for your grace. Thank you for your word. Lord, even as we leave this place today, may your peace be with us. May your grace be upon us. Make us a blessing, Lord God, to this nation, to our community, to our homes. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen. The Lord bless.